listening to Jane Boyd and Jacqueline Carley talking about habits is what set me off on this train of thought. You know, we all have habits that we wish we didn't have. Like not cleaning up after breakfast and leaving things sitting around all day and having to clean them up later on, or I don't know, I could list habits. We all have our habits. That's one of mine. I have breakfast. I leave the breakfast things lying around all day. And I have a justification for my habit. But listening to Jacqueline and Jane Boyd chatting in their conversation under the, as part of the project, 45 conversations, just makes me think about how helpful it has been to stumble in by accident into this this idea that you can adopt a new habit, practice it for a month, and by the end of the month you can either decide to carry on with it or you can give it up. Now, I mean, we all know how difficult it is to change our habits. I mean, the usual one we talk about is smoking. You know, you get into smoking and the old nicotine gets a hang on you, and before you know it, you're a drug addict. You know, that's a damned hard thing to break out of. I mean, we all have our stories about, you know, people living with addiction. And the most common one would be people who are addicted to nicotine. You know, so, but it doesn't have to be and nicotine, of course, is chemical and all that sort of thing. And, you know, it's there are companies out there that are deliberately trying to get you hooked. So, you know, you kind of are a bit of a victim, really, if you're a smoker. You know, you're at the mercy of a chemical company that's got you hooked, you know. So in a kind of way, there's an excuse for your habit of smoking. But, you know, but there are all sorts of other habits that we have that we're stuck in, we're fixed in. And they are us. So on the one hand, you could say they are my character. They're a statement of who I am. My habits are a statement of who I am. You know, so for example, if I'm always turning up late for meetings, never arrive on time, always turn up, 15 minutes late. That's me. That's the way I am. You know, so you can, on the one hand, you can say, well, that's just me. That's the character I've become. And I can live with that. You know, it ain't the end of the world. It ain't the worst habit to have. You know, it's a lot better than being a serial killer and being hooked into going out and killing people. Right? Let's keep it in perspective. Being late for meetings isn't the end of the world. On the other hand, it's you might want to change your habit. So Jane and Jacqueline, who to her very close friends I think is called Jack, but I think she's wonderful, but that's another story. That doesn't, you don't get to be somebody's close friend by just thinking that they're wonderful. So I know you call her Jacqueline. So, but, you know, they're talking about changing habits. And it is such a useful thing to, you know, subject your habits to an audit, you know. List your habits, get a piece of paper, write down what they are. The habits, without fear or favor, you know. Get a long list of your habits. Actually, ask other people what they notice are your habits. Oh, I've never done that. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to ask someone today to start a list of what they think are my habits. Now, I'm deliberately not using the word good and bad. As soon as you bring judgment into it, you actually stop the flow of thoughts and analysis. Everything stops when you get into bloody judgment, you know? So better to do no judgments is what I'm thinking. Better just to get a list of my habits. All of them, you know. Ask other people what my habits are. And then we come to what Jacqueline set up. You know, she set up this group. Well, I think she started doing it for herself because I didn't actually, haven't yet listened to the whole of the conversation she had with Jane Boyd. But she set up this movement, called 12 in 12. Also goes by the hashtag 12ER. 12R. And basically, these are people who every month commit themselves to a new habit. So, you know, you could actually decide in what habit you wanted to have this month. We're halfway through July, aren't we? So, you know, you could get geared up for it in August, let's say. Well, you could do it tomorrow, really. I suppose the best thing to do anything is to do it now. But the idea is you could have a short practice before the month of August begins at adopting a new habit. That's it. Yeah. Think up something today that is new, that you're not doing on a routine basis, and decide, I'm going to do that. I'm going to experiment with finding out what it's like to do a new habit. But the thing you have to do is you have to do it every day. You have to do it every day. It's not a kind of I'll do it when I feel like it. It's I do it every day. It's just like washing your teeth, you know? It's like the habit of washing your teeth. Do it every day. And it gets easier. It's awfully difficult to do it. It involves a decision. Will I wash my teeth today? Will I not wash my teeth today? That way, washing your teeth clogs up your mind. You don't want to clog up your mind with issues about washing your teeth. So that's it, folks. That's this morning's shower. That's this morning's thoughts. And that's this morning's thanks to Jacqueline Carley and to Jane Boyd for having a conversation on 45 conversations under the hashtag 45 conversations, which started off really, really interestingly. I wonder what the rest of it was like.